Welcome to the Lockdown Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Monday, July 27th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9 and at Lockdown Twins. My tweets on my personal account I saw last night are up like 150% since the Twins have started. And the Twins have started really well. We broke down the game on Friday night after they won that season opener in Chicago 10-5. Jose Berríos struggled, as did Lucas Giolito for the White Sox, but the Twins came out on top. And then we're going to break down the last two games today of the series from Saturday and Sunday, and also talk about the headline from the day, which is that 13 players and staff for the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19. It is deemed an outbreak for the Marlins, which puts not only their season and their competitive season being competitive, but also the MLB season in jeopardy, absolutely, for the rest of the year. So two games have been postponed tonight. The Phillies and the Yankees game has been postponed, and that's because the Phillies played the Marlins yesterday and this weekend. And the Marlins-Orioles game has been postponed, as well as MLB kind of thinks about what they're going to do next. It sounds like the rest of the games are going to be played today. Meanwhile, the A's and the Angels are about to have first pitch in less than an hour. So they're gonna trudge on, and I thought before this all started that, and I know people have been saying it too, and I agree, that Major League Baseball was going to do everything in their power to continue. And I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do. On the contrary, it probably is not. But I think that because there's so much at stake here, I don't see them just scrapping the season, you know, just for anything. I think you're going to have to see multiple outbreaks for Major League Baseball to take a dramatic step like that. And so for right now, the Twins are going to have their home opener tomorrow against the Cardinals, and we're going to get to Saturday and Sunday's games and, you know, what we've seen from the Twins and kind of previewing this week. But let's talk about this first, because we knew that there have been positive cases, and overall it's been pretty decent as far as MLB's testing has gone. I know they've released, I think the last time it was only 0.5% of all players had tested positive, but all it takes is one, and we knew things were going to change when the players got on the road, when the team started traveling. Now I'm seeing that Pedro Gomez is reporting that tomorrow's game against the Yankees and the Phillies is probably going to be postponed as well. But we knew when they started traveling that there were going to be issues here, that, you know, you were going to run into trouble with in the middle of a pandemic that's not really contained in the country. And so we knew there were going to be positive tests on the road, and it only took one weekend for there to be 13 cases on one team, including 8 players. I have to think, and, you know, this is maybe the cynical view from me, but, and maybe just me thinking that Major League Baseball is pretty manipulative and you know, thinks in this way. What if it wasn't the Marlins that had an outbreak? What if it was the New York Yankees or the Los Angeles Dodgers? I think they would have been much more privy to canceling the season if it were a team that wasn't projected to finish fifth in their division. I think there would be more outcry, which is just wrong. But I think that's the way that MLB thinks. It's like a shark league where I think if it were someone different, if it was a different team, I think you would see a different response here. And I hope that wasn't true. I hope that wouldn't be true, but I think it is. And because it's the Marlins, I think there's more of room for dancing here, where you can wait and see if more cases pop up. The Phillies have been tested today, and they're kind of quarantining. They went to Citizens Bank Park in Philly to get tested and then went back home, and it sounds like they might find out tonight or tomorrow on those tests. And if you see multiple Phillies test positive after they played the Marlins yesterday, I think you could probably hang it up. I think at that point, baseball might have to make that decision. So it hangs in the balance. And so, you know, part of me thinks even talking about what the Twins have done so far is not significant, because we're really teetering on the edge here of the entire season being scrapped because of COVID-19 positive cases and an outbreak in the Marlins clubhouse. So we're going to wait to see for more information today. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst. We're going to trudge on here, as is Major League Baseball, with the games today. And the Twins have an off day today, and they'll, like I said, have their home opener tomorrow in St. Louis. It's going to be Miles Michaelis opening up against Homer Bailey, and then Rich Hill's going to pitch against Carlos Martinez on Wednesday. And we're going to preview that series a little bit more tomorrow, because tomorrow night is the game. So I'm going to talk about Michaelis. We're going to preview and talk about Homer Bailey and his rough start against the Cubs in that exhibition game and how he can bounce back. And then Wednesday Wednesday, we'll talk about that Tuesday night game and also preview of Carlos Martinez versus Rich Hill and his Twins debut. But speaking of Twins debuts, Kenta Maeda I thought was really, really strong yesterday for the Twins. It helped a lot that he came in. The Twins are up like 7-0 after one, after the top of the first. And I made a Twitter video on Saturday night talking about Reynaldo Lopez and how the Twins just kind of dominate him. Reynaldo Lopez was the White Sox starter on Sunday, and I felt confident about their ability to get to him because I know that he leaves fastballs down the middle. He doesn't have a high spin rate on his fastball, which means that he can't stay up in the zone, so his fastball tends to find the middle of the plate, and he just didn't have any command in the first inning on Sunday, and he got yanked with an injury eventually. I think he was at like 37, 38 pitches. Gio Gonzalez came in. The Twins had similar success against him. But yesterday, the Twins scored 14 runs, and the headline of that was Nelson Cruz with two doubles, two home runs, 12 total bases, and seven RBI. In the history of Minnesota Twins baseball, in the history of the Minnesota Twins franchise before with the Washington Senators, no player has recorded 12 total bases and seven RBIs in one game. Nelson Cruz did it yesterday. Continues to break records, continues to turn heads because he's 40 years old and he's still such a menace at the plate. It's almost unbelievable what he's been able to do this late in his career. And there also comes some concern with that for Twins fans that we need to re-sign him for 2021 because he's going to be a free agent. But you take it day by day with him, and every single day you're impressed. And Nelson Cruz, don't be surprised, is leading the American League. He's slugging 1,385 through the first series, and his OPS is 1,956. And in that series against the White Sox, 7 for 13, 2 doubles, 10 RBI, and 3 home runs, leads the league with 3 home runs. Phenomenal. And he's just so, so good against the Chicago White Sox. Just I don't know why they continue to pitch to him, and especially at guaranteed rate field, left field lines, like 320 feet. Down the line there. I just don't know why they continue to test Nelson Cruz. Twins with a big series win yesterday. Much more coming after this. It doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering all our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code LOCKEDONMLB for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. The Twins responded in a really, really great way on Sunday after they kind of fell flat on Saturday. And I was disappointed, as I always am, when the Twins lose and when they lose to a team that they're better than. And I will say the White Sox offense was impressive for most of this weekend. I think Luis Robert looks to be a superstar, unfortunately. And I think the Twins are going to have to find unique ways to get him out for the next 10 or so years. Yoan Moncada, we know, is a stud from the left side as well. Yasmani Grandal makes them better. Unfortunately for the White Sox, their pitching still is a huge question mark. And they're just an inferior team to the Twins. And I think they saw that, and we saw that again this weekend. And the Twins fell flat on Saturday, though. They went down 5-0. Zach Littell got beat up. They were only down 1-0 when Randy Dobnak came out. I thought he pitched fine. But Dallas Keuchel, the crafty lefty and the ways that he gets outs, he's the perfect pitcher, I would say, probably, to face the Twins because they're a fastball-hitting club. He was eating the fringes of the zone, and it didn't help the Twins that the ump back there was giving a lot of fringe calls. And he was calling them both ways, so I'll give him, you know, he was consistent. That's all you can ask for. But it really benefited Dallas Keuchel to get the fringes of the zone because that's the way that he pitches. He's not going to leave a lot over. He's not going to throw a lot of fastballs, and the Twins are beating a lot of balls into the ground. And the Twins' new third baseman, Josh Donaldson, has been beating the ball into the ground plenty through three games. He's 1-for-10 with 7 groundouts. Average exit velocity on those groundouts, though, 93.7 miles per hour, so he's hitting it hard. He's just not getting it up. Parker Hagemann had a good breakdown of maybe what's wrong in his swing. His bat's off his shoulder more than it was last year, I think, was the breakdown. But Parker is so good at that, so go check him out on Twitter. I think it's just at Parker Hagemann. His account got suspended about a month ago, but he's back with some great breakdowns. So Donaldson's 1-for-10, and there's been some panic. And I think I would be more worried if it was a physical injury thing. But if he's healthy and he's feeling good, I'm not worried about Josh Donaldson. Even though he went 1-for-10, his on-base percentage is .357 because he walked four times. And there was a huge at-bat on Friday night where he walked to load him up, and then Jorge Polanco, Texas leagued into the center field gap. And the Twins scored two runs, took a 7-5 lead, and never really looked back on Friday. But on Saturday, it was 5-3 in the sixth inning because Nelly hit a three-run shot like he does and cut the lead to 5-3. And Devin Smeltzer was all warmed up in the bullpen because the Twins were down 5-0. And Rocco does this, and I don't disagree. He won 101 games last year. There are going to be a handful of games where you're down and it just doesn't feel like you're going to win that day. And Rocco will just put out a long reliever and say, okay, let's go win tomorrow and we'll win the series. And that's exactly what they did. And that's why last year the Twins so many times would bounce back after tough losses. They were like so good after a loss. I would like to see their record after a loss last year at bouncing back. And they did it again on Sunday. It's the same Twins team. They look the same. And they're more dangerous now, taking more pitches. Dan Hayes had a great article about the pitches that the Twins are taking and how they're seeing more pitches than they did last year on average so far. And a big part of that is Donaldson and his patience at the plate. So .357 OBP for him. Jorge Polanco, .357 as well. I thought he had a really nice weekend. He was 4-for-13. Had a big hit, like I mentioned, on Friday, and I think he was solid. Luis Arraez is hitting .444. He's 4-for-9 to start. He's just so much fun to watch at the plate. This lineup's unbelievable. Mitch Garver's 2-for-6, .444 OBP. I know these are tiny samples, so like the stats of batting average and OBP are like ridiculous, and they're all like the same number right now. But I just think overall the Twins' offense this weekend was patient, and I think they took advantage with bases loaded. I mean, Jake Cave hit a grand slam yesterday. That was huge. The ball was really carrying at the rate yesterday, and I mentioned that left field line is pretty short. Cave took advantage of it, hit a grand slam, got up 4-0 in the first inning, and again, the Twins didn't look back. They lead the majors in runs thus far and have looked really solid. 27 runs in 27 innings, outstanding offense this weekend. And the pitching staff, I mentioned, Maeda was great yesterday, pounding righties down and away. Righties, I think, were 1-for-11 against him yesterday with 5 strikeouts. Tim Anderson, the batting champ, was 0-for-4. And he, you know, kind of struggled in this series. He was 2-for-14. The Twins did a nice job of shutting down the leadoff hitter after he was, I think, 2-for-4 on Friday night. But I thought Maeda looked really, really good. And I think he's going to be a stable piece in this Twins rotation with a lot of upside, too. I'm super excited about Kenta. And actually, Tim Anderson went 0-for-5 yesterday. And he was 0-for-9 on Saturday and Sunday combined. Moncada sat yesterday. Nicky Delmonico hit second. He had some long at-bats that kind of pushed Maeda's pitch count up. And then on Saturday, Dobnak's pitch count up. And the Twins went to the bullpen. They did not use Taylor Rogers at all this weekend or Sergio Romo, which is just insane because all three games were pretty much blowouts. And, you know, about that Rocco decision where he brought in Devin Smeltzer anyway after he was warmed up and then Nelly hit the three-run homer. Again, I think when we look at games like that, over a 162-game season, that will happen a handful of times where you just don't have it or it feels like you're just not going to win that day. You run into a pitcher who's eating the edges like Dallas Keuchel and you're pounding balls into the ground. The offense comes out sluggish. I think that happens, and Rocco knows that. And, you know, some people say 60-game season, you can't afford that. That's true to a certain extent, but it doesn't matter if you're winning series. Like, if you can win the series, you win 2 out of 3, you win 3 out of 4, you take a 2-game set like I think they might do against St. Louis as well. It doesn't matter about that loss, really. And there are games where you look back and you say, okay, that would have been nice to have a win. But so many times last year, the Twins would lose and get blown out and still win the series. They'd get blown out by the Tigers. I remember there was a Martin Perez start against the Tigers last year. They got blown out, but I think they ended up winning 3 out of 4 in that series. That's just the way that it works. In baseball, any given day, you can go out there and get beat by a team that's worse than you. And that's why the expanded playoffs are kind of a crapshoot this year with 8 teams making it from each league. But the biggest question now is if we're going to get there, if we're going to get to the expanded playoffs, if we're going to get through the 2020 season. It would be such a bummer if we didn't because this Twins team looks like a force. And Justin Verlander is going to be out for a couple weeks for the Astros. hope the best for his recovery. But my goodness, it looks like the Twins have the second best team in the American League. And I was saying last night to my dad, if they get the one or the two seed, they're on the separate side of the Yankees, where the Yankees are maybe the two or the one, and the Yankees can get upset in a three-game series. That can happen. You completely avoid New York to get to the World Series. I think this is the year that the Twins could do it. The only reason that they wouldn't be able to, and especially get to October, they're going to play in October, is the coronavirus, and I've said that. And so for me, yes, the health and safety of the players is paramount in all of this, as MLB has said. And also, I hope that we can continue, and I hope that we can continue to watch the Twins, because this weekend was so nice to have baseball back on the TV, to feel that competitiveness, and to watch this Minnesota Twins club that are just, they're so fun, and it's such a good lineup. And the bullpen was solid, I thought, on Friday and Sunday. I thought Lewis Thorpe looked solid yesterday. You know, still struggling to throw strikes a little bit, but I was kind of checked out as the Twins got up 10-0. It was just kind of non-competitive baseball, but it was so fun to watch them this weekend. Take down the White Sox. If the season ended today, you wouldn't be able to hear a word from White Sox fans. They outscored them 27-17 this weekend and frankly dominated them on Friday and Sunday and just kind of had a hiccup on Saturday. But again, it doesn't matter if you win the series. That's a huge opening series win for the Twins as they head into another big week here. Four-game set against the Indians starting Thursday after a two-game set against the Cardinals. Hopefully we get there. Hopefully we have better news today about the Marlins and the Phillies and plenty of other MLB clubs. It sounds like they're going to push on for now. I can't wait to break it down with you tomorrow. Break down this Cardinals series. One more day until Twins baseball. Again, you know, off day today, and have enjoyed it so much. Thanks so much for listening. Don't get too down about Major League Baseball. Stay optimistic, and hopefully we can move on here in a healthy and safe way.